white noise a little bit, but I can make you out.
I'm on a handy, and this is the best I can do in the house. Let me step outside with the iPad, see if you can help me out here.
Yeah, I got you. You in the white noise, but you're very, you're readable by much better.
I'm in settings, and I don't quite know what to do here.
Your call sign and password, I take it, and your location and name, take care of the station settings. Check relay, and you don't have to worry about direct public proxy or custom proxy.
Got relay checked.
I've got NRX sounds turned on, text sound turned off, stay in QSO and background on. Enable remote PTT turned on, and that should be it.
I'm looking at stations right now, and so I just try to connect to Caesar's Head.
Let me search for that one, and let's see if we can connect on it. Or to pull up Caesar's Head repeater there, Chad.
Call sign is Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. From the state of South Carolina, if you're looking at the map.
Caesar's Head, when I search for it, when I do Greenville, I come up with several repeaters. But not Caesar's Head.
2RCM.
As on Echo Link, Caesar's Head repeater is W4NYK.
I found it right off. We're able to connect to it, Chad.
Bill, I can do a search and find the station. But I cannot, it will not highlight the connect function for me to connect to it. I was able to connect to Caesar's Head, W4NOK, or that, but I cannot connect to this one.
W4MYK, Caesar's Head, and let's see what happens.
An OH-R. Is what's listed on my Echo Link, but I don't know what to do, Bill.
W4MYK, and it should bring up the repeater, and you should be able to connect from there.
Find it. I am sitting here looking at it, but it does not. The connect button is ghosted. It will not allow me to connect to it.
Verification process with Echo Link and do your 99-cent payment. They confirmed your call sign and all that.
99-cent payment because I uploaded my actual license off of the FCC website, and they sent me a validation saying that I was clear to use Echo Link and use it anytime you want.
Alrighty, well, that should have worked. And has there been any repeater you've been able to connect to with Echo Link?
Since I've got on a reliable internet connection, no. And I'm not sure what's going on here, Bill.
RCL.
ATL. Hey, Chad, are you on an Android phone?
iPad.
That I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm not as familiar with the iPad, but I know on my Android, if I connect to a repeater at any time, if I don't close the app out completely or go back in and end that session, it won't let me connect to another location.
Yeah, okay, so... Okay, I just disconnected, so let me try that. Somebody give me that call sign again, W4NYK. Search for W4NYK. Populated, so I'm going to connect.
Of connected users, I'm going to sit down the mic and try to contact you over the Echolink.
This is N4WHM. Calling KO4NUE, over.
N4WHM, this is KO4NUE. I got you.
Sounds like you just had to close out your app.
N4WHM, N4WHM, this is KO4NUE, over.
KO4NUE, this is N4WHM. I got you loud and clear, 5x9. It's a very clear and strong signal. Over.
N4WHM, KO4NUE. So you have me over Echolink, is that correct?
Yes, you're coming through loud and clear, Chad, on Echolink. The program is not the greatest in the world, but it definitely will allow you to connect to distant nets. As you've heard on the nets at night, we have people from Virginia and all over checking in via Echolink. So this is a good way to have signal if you have cell service.
Okay, so how do you deal with this amount of lag? I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, is this normal to have this amount of lag with Echolink?
Yes, you'll want to give yourself, once you connect to transmit, 1 or 2 seconds. And after you finish transmitting, you want to have a 1 or 2 second delay before the next station will be connected. That's just latency in the program and internet. Over.
So that's why the net control takes Echolink at a different time because of the latency. Is that correct?
That I'm not sure of. I know they do Echolink first. A lot of net controls will tell you to, give yourself that extra second or two if you're connecting. Like I said, just because, it's going through several pieces of machinery and then to the internet and then coming back. So there's going to be some latency, without any question. Over.
Okay, so I understand. How do I log into the net? Let's see. Caesar said he's having a net tonight at 9:00. So how I just contact net control on their call sign? Is that the way that works?
So you'll want to connect up to Echolink right at the beginning of the net. And just like when you see the screen, it shows who's connected to Echolink. And it'll show you standing there waiting by or standing by. And when they call for Echolink stations, give it an extra couple of seconds if there's more than one to make sure you don't step on each other But just check in like normal. You give your, you know, call sign, location, negative, or whatever the case may be, and then you could stay on and monitor the net via Echolink. But they do, usually, some of the nets I check into, they do Echolink first, just because, like I said, they're sitting there waiting. They've already logged in to this repeater and are waiting to check. They take them first.
Okay, Bill. I appreciate it, bud. I appreciate all your help, and I think I got it. I'm gonna play around with it just a little bit more and make sure I kind of got things. But appreciate you helping me get in control, getting linked up. This is KO4NUE, and I'm done on your final, sir.
NUE, this is M4WHM. I switched over to my radio to see if you could catch me on Echolink, over.
M4WHM, absolutely. I saw the Echolink link drop, and then I heard the transition come in on the radio. So absolutely, I got you clear signal. Thanks again, Bill. You saved the day, bud. Thank you.
And if you got something to write with, like I said, I'd be glad to give my cell phone number. You can text me anytime you wanna test or do anything like that. I'm happy to give it to you.
Go ahead, Bill. I got it.
706-436-6766. Again, 706-436-6766. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it. You have a blessed day, Bill. Thank you for your help, bud.
WHM monitoring.
G7ILP, call UK, standing by.
To Echo Zero Tango Hotel Romeo, monitoring 545072.
G7ILP from the UK, calling on W4NYK repeater, and standing by.
Station calling, this is M4WHM.
Yeah, this is G7ILP, India Lima Papa. Name is Kev, Kilo Echo Victor from the UK. Yeah, how you doing?
Enjoying a nice, cool evening here. I'm in Hartwell, Georgia. I'm about 75 miles from the repeater in South Carolina at Caesar's Head Mountain.
Yeah, okay, there, G7ILP. Yeah, you're coming through well, no problems at all. Yeah, I'm near the city of Oxford in the UK, about 10 miles north of Oxford, in the town of Bicester, anyway. Probably won't know it, but yeah, anyway, just call on there just to see if we can get through. And anyway, we've had a nice day here today in the UK. Been up to 24 degrees C, so I think we've got another 2 or 3 days to go, so it should be quite nice.
We're about 65 degrees Fahrenheit here in Hartwell, and I'm going to be like this for the next few days, so looking forward to good weather. Tomorrow's our Memorial Day for remembrance of soldiers that have given their life in service of our country. So it's a holiday weekend, and just enjoying it, and preparing for a little barbecue tomorrow. Over.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, make sure you save me a burger or a sausage. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I got a couple of my colleagues are monitoring this repeater. I don't know if they want to pop in or not. There's John and Jeff. But anyway, I'll put it back to you and leave a pause if anybody wants to come in. G7ILP, Kev in the UK.
D8ZYB. Hey, John, if you're out there, go ahead and pick it up, buddy. KECHZYB, Greenville.
To Echo Zero Tango Hotel Romeo. Yeah, Jeff, I thought you were lurking in the background there. So how is everyone?
Good, my friend. Yeah, I'm glad you guys were able to jump out on this one. I don't know if you've been on this one yet, John. Kev's been out here a few times, and a few of the other guys, Gary, Wayne, Pete, those guys have all been out here from time to time checking in, talking to local guys here around around this part of the country. So this is, you guys, it's like a broken record. I've told you guys how well amateur radio is in this part of the country. It's just phenomenal. With this being one of the primary systems around here with a huge footprint. But yeah, I'm definitely loving around here for sure. KCZYB.
Yeah, G7ILP coming back in there. Hi, Jeff. Hi, John. Yeah, I'll put it back to the other station. Sorry, I didn't catch your name. Yeah. It's the first station I was talking to, American, but you probably did hear your name, but I didn't catch it. Sorry about that. Put it back round to you there, G7ILP.
Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, and Hartwell, Georgia, M4WHM. It's great to hear you in here, and glad you're making a good trip across the pond.
Yeah, G7ILP. Okay, Bill. Yeah, nice to hear you. And, so you're making it in well, but you're a bit closer than we are. But, I'm using Echolink on a little network handheld anyway, a little P3 handheld. So, yeah, doing pretty good. Jeff, KC8ZYB there. I talked to him quite a bit on various modes and John as well there. I'll put it back around to Jeff there, if that's okay. Round to you, Jeff.
Thank you there, Kev. KCACYB. Yeah, Bill, I've spoken to you before. I recognize your voice and looked in the logbook. I must have talked to you here in the last week or so when I was out here testing this new J-pole I got up in there last week. And I actually put it up another 6 feet a couple of days ago. So, and I tell you, I mean, with the way things are in elevation here, you really don't need anything too high in the air to hit a lot of the systems around here, that's for sure. I mean, I was on Hilton Head for close to 8 years, and nothing like this at all. I mean, their systems there were pretty much non-existent. Nobody ever used them, really. I talked to more tourists in the air than anyone else, and I primarily jumped into Echolink full force just because there was no activity on the repeaters in the area, and that was anywhere. Even in the Savannah area, there wasn't too much activity, so I'm glad I moved to this area because it sure is working out well for the hobby, for sure. I mean, I'm loving it. The only thing I've got to do now is get my HF rig up and on the air. All right, Bill, I'm going to pass it on over to John. John, you can swing it back over to Bill when you're done there. KCHZYB.
Yeah, apologies for that, guys. I got booted out. Don't know what happened there, but I couldn't get a route back in, but we'll fix now. 2E0THR, back to the group.
Echolink can be a little picky at times, but glad you got back in. And Jeff, yeah, I remember talking to you, and glad you got that J-pole up and got it a few more feet in the air. It doesn't take much to hit the repeater. I'm on a handheld with an antenna about 7 foot in the air, so it doesn't take much to hit this repeater, and that's a good thing. Like I said, this is very active and very great, great folks on this group. Back over to you, Jeff.
That's awesome. Now, how far are you from this repeater, Bill?
The air miles, I'm about 75 miles.
If you look at it on a map, it's about 96, depending on which way you go. So I'm figuring it's about 75 straight line.
That is just, that's insane. Oh, man. I know. I mean, I can't remember who I was talking to. Somebody last week, and then I found it in repeater book, but somebody was telling me there was one that's elevated like 5,800 feet. And then I found it. I mean, I've got it on my radio. I haven't tried to hit it yet, but I did put it on my radio. And the thing that blew my mind was the simplex that I was doing a week or so ago when I had that J-pole just jammed in the ground outside the house here. And I was talking to a guy that was up in a mountain somewhere 60-plus miles from me, and he said I was hitting him full scale. I mean, I was running 50 watts, but, you know, the thing was jammed in the ground. I mean, that's unheard of for simplex. But, you know, I guess if you're up in the mountains, man, you can talk a long way. So, yeah, I've been having a ton of fun. And you know, it's not just one repeater, man. There's a ton of them that stay active around here. I just, you know, leave it in scan mode all the time, and there's something going on just about all of them so far. And last week, I think I was listening to three different nets simultaneously in scan mode. Two for sure, but I think it was three that I was listening to back to back. So yeah, it's definitely going to be fun, man, for sure. John, I'll go ahead and kick it back over to you, my friend. KCHZYB.
To Echo Zero Tango Hotel Romeo. Did I catch the other station's name as Bill? Apologies. I've been juggling too many things in one go. Yeah, Jeff's shenanigans with the J-pole. It's finally up at a decent height. But by the sounds of it, Jeff, you could be about 3 feet off the deck and you'd be hitting gangbusters into those repeaters. 2E0THR, back to the group.
Bill is correct. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. And call sign is November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. Bill in Hartwell, Georgia, and 4WHM. I'll go ahead and pass it back on.
Yeah, John, that's, you know, just that proves it right there. I mean, how good things are in this part of the country. He's on his handheld with an antenna 7 foot off the ground, 75 miles away from the repeater. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I got just a little bit of white noise behind you, man. Nothing to really worry about at all. Which, you know, you're going to expect that with a handheld anyway, unless you're sitting right on top of the repeater. But, yeah, man, it's sounding good. Sounding real good. Go ahead there, Kev. Pick it up, man.
Yeah, G7ILP with the group, yeah. Yeah, sounds good, Bill. You're getting in well, mate, with that handheld and that. Brilliant. Yeah, I'm using a handheld, but I'm only going through Echolink, so not quite the same, really, is it, you know. But there you go. But, yeah, it's good. I mean, we've got a good repeater near us here in the UK, but it's not connected to any internet at all. You know, it's just RF, and it hardly gets used, really. It's very rarely used, really. It's a shame, you know. I think if they connected it to Echolink or All-Star or something like that, you know, it'd get a lot more use, you know. But there you go. One of those things, really. And I'll put it back round to you, Bill.
Played with a DMR, any the digital radio mode on the radios. I've gotten into DMR, and I've made some good contacts over in the UK and really, really all over the world. And, you know, it's internet-based, and it's just a different part of the hobby. Over.
Yeah, well, there's so many bits to it, and they're really, you know. I can get into two DMR repeaters from where I live here. One's on VHF and one's on UHF, so, but I'm not really keen on DMR, to be honest, so I prefer analog, you know, but there you go. That's just my opinion. Anyway, okay, I'll pass it on round. Anyway, I don't know. You want to go again, Jeff? Round to you.
Question for you, Bill. The SC HeartLink, is there a link to EchoLink where these guys could get into the link system on the weekend when it's open to talk to people across the state like that, or no?
I am not sure. I don't know why it would not be, but I don't know. That'd be a question for some of the older hams in the group that have been around a while that work with that.
I was using the SC HeartLink a lot last weekend, and I can't even remember what repeater I was getting into to get into the link, but I'll do some research on it and look it up in repeater book. Yeah, you guys, Kev, John, if I can find an EchoLink connection to the SC Heart system, you guys will want to check that one out sometime in the evening like this. And it's awesome. You know, it's just a huge link system that covers the entire state. And matter of fact, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I was talking to a guy that was in Tennessee getting into the SC Heart system. And as far as I know, it'll cover all of South Carolina, parts of North Carolina, Georgia, and then I'm almost positive I heard somebody last weekend from Tennessee getting in. So, yeah, if I can find an EchoLink connection to that one, you guys will for sure want to check that out, man. It's awesome. But go ahead and pick it up there, John. KCHZYB.
I'm glad I got the name right, Bill. This is good. Yeah, well, you know what it's like when you've got too many things on the go and you're not paying attention. So, cool. Yeah, I mean, you're coming at the repeater really well, Bill. It's clear as. And so are you, Jeff. Audio on this end's good. No problem at all. Yeah, I'll have to have a look at that SC Heart. Yeah, because SC Heart is for the... It's emergency repeater connections, isn't it? So, hopefully they would be okay with that, but we just have to see. See if we can find some more details. I just found the website for it, so... I shall do some reading. Right, back round to Kev, I guess. 2E0THR, over to you.
Yeah, G7ILP. Yeah, okay, John, thanks. It's good, these repeaters, where they're sighted, you know, they find a good location for them, don't they? You know, they've got a good footprint on them, really. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, I'm going to pull out, guys, if you don't mind. I'm going to just do a little bit of listening, and then I'm going to get these dogs settled down, because I'm on my own here tonight. I was going to stay on a bit later, but I don't know. I think I need to get these dogs sorted out as well. So I'm going to pull out for now. I'll leave you guys to it anyway. But, yeah, nice talking to you there, Bill, for the first time. And cheers, John. Cheers, Jeff. And I'll probably catch you guys tomorrow. I'll take it back to you, Jeff, just to sign off out here.
Kev, yeah, no worries, man. If you decide to jump back in there, you know I'll be around on the other one for a while. So thanks for jumping in here and checking it out. There was something I was going to say. John, they opened that link that you're looking at online, the SC Heart system. They open it up on the weekend. I'm not sure when they open it up Friday, but it shuts back. It shuts down on Sunday at 7 in the evening, I believe. But if we want to, we can still access the system throughout the week. You know, you just go in and whatever repeater you're getting into to get into the system, there's some functions that you can do to open up whatever repeater you're wanting to get into. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool system. And until I started using SC Hearts here, out of Greenville, I hadn't used an IRLP system since I lived in Columbus, Ohio, which, you know, I moved down here in 2012, but the last time I used an IRP system there probably would have been 2009, something like that, because they, you know, D-Star took over, and the system that had IRP on it, they shut it down and made it a D-Star repeater. So, yeah, it's an awesome system. I'm going to kick it over to you for a second, John. Do you guys have any link systems like that in your area, like IRLP or anything like that?
To Echo Zero Tango Hotel Romeo. No, unfortunately we don't, Jeff. I have asked a couple of the repeater keepers, but we don't even have a DMR repeater in the area at the moment. The guys here are very old school. So they don't have, there's no DMR, there's no D-Star, there's no YSF, and none of the repeaters are linked, which I think is a mistake. But I will speak to them again when the meetings are open back up. Just found a repeater in Sumter, Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Tango Kilo, and that's an FM repeater, but it's also on All-Star and Echolink.
Far Sumter is for me. There was another one I was looking at right before we jumped out here that also has All Star and Echo Link as well. I'd have to get back into repeater book to find it, but the one I'm talking about that has both is only about 4.5 miles from me. I have talked to a few guys in the Sumter area on this one here, I believe, but you know, that's crazy, man, especially for the line of work that you're in. It would help you guys out tremendously if there was some kind of major issue going on. You know, it would definitely come in handy if you guys had something in play for your emergency services, for sure.
I'm going to say 73. This is M4WHM. It was great to talk to you. I hope things are safe and well across the pond there, and I look forward to talking with you again. This is M4WHM, Bill in Hartwell, Georgia, signing out.
Good night, Bill. Good talking to you again, my friend. I'm sure I'll catch you out here again. Have a good evening. 73.
Yeah, good to make your acquaintance, Bill. You take care now. You look after yourselves out there. 2E0THR.
That's the way it was on the island. You know, when I mentioned trying to get more traffic on the repeaters there on the island with this 7500. I mean, you know how they operate, what we can do with them. And the president of the club just didn't want any part of it. You know, which I don't understand. I mean, like I've told you guys several times, you know, it's super, super expensive to lease the areas where they have those repeaters on that island. I mean, there's nothing cheap on that island, including places to put repeaters, or the towers, whatever. And the guy flat out said, he's like, you know, I realize the repeaters are dead, but we just don't want anything linked to them, which, you know, makes absolutely no sense, man. And, you know, the primary one on the island, the 2-meter, has been down for probably going on 2.5 years or longer now, and it's going to cost them $3,000 or $4,000 to get it back up in the air. Well, they're having Motorola do it. That's probably why. But anyway, Gary, 2E0NXK, had told me about a repeater in his area that's connected to Echo Link, but I guess they've been having issues with it. It's not on the air very often anymore for some reason. I tried to get into it one time and it just kicked me out. So that's too bad you guys don't have some around your area, because I would for sure jump in there from time to time and use it. KCHZYB.
To Echo Zero Tango Hotel Romeo. Yeah, I mean, I think all of the repeater owners are like here you know, north of 70, and they're just not interested in digital at all. You know, anybody talks about anything digital and it kind of gets looked down on. It's like, yeah, well, you know, things have moved on a little bit, my friend. Things have moved on. But, yeah, all I can do is talk to them again. You know, it's Yeah, it just ticks me off because, like you said, you know, lack of activity on the repeaters is fatal because nobody joins in, nobody communicates, and therefore nobody contributes. That's bad news.
YB for ID. Well, see, that's the thing where Judd lives, you know, Columbus, Ohio, and Randy, I think you've talked to Randy before, too. They both live in the general area. And when I moved from Columbus, Ohio, those repeaters were slamming all the time. You know, now, of course, there wasn't as many as what I've got here in this area that are this busy, but there was at least two or three that would have traffic on them all the time, with one of them having a huge footprint that would cover almost a two-hour, you know, you could be 2 hours from the repeater, you know, what, 100-some miles radius and get in at most times, depending on your elevation. But for sure, you can get into it 60-plus miles out. And it's just, they're just all dead now. So I found one last week that actually has an EchoLink connection to it in Judd and Randy's area. And I told them that we need to get together at least for an hour each day in the evening and start talking on that thing for an hour every day until people start hearing traffic out there and try to get it built back up again. You know, because everybody else in that area is thinking the same thing. You know, they want to talk on it, but there's just no traffic. Well, somebody's going to have to make the first move to start getting traffic out there again. And it'll come if people start talking on them, traffic will start building back up. So hopefully we can get something going because, you know, Judd's got a ton of good equipment. Randy has got crazy amounts of equipment at his place. And, you know, UHF, VHF stuff's just sitting there collecting dust. So anyway, hopefully we can get them moving in the Columbus area again so they have some traffic. And Judd will have his radio room squared away the end of this coming month. So I'm looking forward to that, man. He's going to get his 10-meter stuff back on the air again. But anyway, John, I know it's getting late over there, buddy. I don't want to hold you if it's getting to be about that time. 2E0THR, YB.
2Echo0, Tango Hotel Romeo. Yeah, I guess I better make this my final jump on out. So, yeah, cool. It's good to speak to you again, buddy. Don't you be on the radio too late tonight. You know what I'm saying? Don't be tired tomorrow. And we'll catch up with you hopefully tomorrow, dude. All right, take it easy. 7-3s.
Get some sleep, and I'll catch you on the other one sometime tomorrow, man. Good talking to you, and thanks for you guys. Enjoyed the QSO with you guys. Thanks for jumping out here. Catch you later, my friend. KC8ZYB, 7-3.